Morning! Wait, Alfonso! We're doing our people host early Saturday morning. You're afraid of some boy to water by you?
I come to tell you that it's 9 o'clock. Time to tune in and view me for 15 diabetic-friendly minutes. Being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
For true? Thanks for telling me. I can drink my tea and listen. What happening in today's show, Bozy?
In today's show, as we finish off February, the month of love.
Today we're going to be talking about having a healthy heart.
Here, Dr. Diane Braffy with another heart-healthy tip for you.
Most of us enjoy sweetbread.
Hear what dietitian Victoria Cox has to say about diabetics eating sweetbread.
I don't want to hear that, because he likes eating sweetbread bad.
All this and more with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that's the one for you that can make your dreams come true. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
Just giving you a little taste of the song that's coming up later today, Heart of Glass by Blondie, because we're going to be talking about your heart this morning and many other things. So good morning, everybody. This is Speedy Boyce here. Welcome to your favorite health show you listen to every Saturday that is especially designed for diabetics and pre-diabetics. But if you're none of those two things, still listen, because you might still learn something. But if you are a diabetic, everything a diabetic needs can be found at Warren St. Michael behind Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. That's where you'll find the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Podiatrist Louise Robinson is there. You know Louise? She can take care of your feet. She can do nail cutting, wound care. And I miss anything, Louise?
Ingrown toenails, callus, the hard skin at the bottom of the foot. That's very important for people with diabetes, that they don't leave that.
And why is that, Louise?
Because that can build up, and underneath it can built into a pressure wound and cause an ulcer. Then from there, that's how people then have amputations.
And nobody wants that. So call and make that appointment to take your feet to see Dr. Louise, 417-0305. That number also gets you a vascular screening to make sure your circulation is circulating properly. And also you can get your yearly eye screening for a diabetic retinopathy. Don't forget, you're supposed to do that every year. All these services and more at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, who are doing their part to reach out to the community to help reduce NCDs in this country. And that is why the Diabetes Foundation recently attended a queue in the community, and they were giving out bottles of water, you to see them, and spreading the message of health. And while they were there, General Manager Marsha White had a conversation with Victor Morris. You know Victor? So let me malicious this morning and listen to this conversation with Victor.
Can you tell me your name?
My name is Victor Moore.
Okay, and you're here?
I'm here to enjoy the festival, enjoy the community. It's wonderful, and I'm glad to have you to educate us on diabetes.
Okay, and you were talking about plants and vegetables. Yes, and
I love plants. I love more flower garden and vegetables. So I would recommend to every family, every person that bought a house, plant some cucumbers, carrots in a can. They will come in handy. You can cut them off and put them in your freezer. And that's possible. Every time you have a meal, eat something, maybe lettuce.
I love that. Every time you have a meal, eat something green.
Yes, because it helps you. You don't have to be a vegetarian.
No.
I eat rice, but a minimum amount, salt free. No salt, minimum sugar. And you have to exercise, even if it's 15 minutes a day. And if you do all them things, you will get rid of the diabetes. But use it in moderation.
The sugar.
Sugar is the problem.
Yeah. And
you have to be disciplined. The word discipline, it don't happen overnight. So if you like sugar, right, use a slice. All what is making you sick, don't use.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Thank you. I love that. I love that. I love that. Usually you should come and work at the center.
Thank you, Marsha and Victor. That was some good health advice from Victor, yeah? You heard when he mentioned about just eating one slice of sweet bread? That is a good little portion for you. Because you know, a lot of beers like eating sweet bread. Let's hear what dietitian with the Maria Hola Diabetes Center, Victoria Cox, has to say about sweet bread eaters. And then right after that, you will hear Dr. Diane Braffett talking about your heart health.
Most of us enjoy sweet bread, but of course, as the name implies, it is sweet. And it is bread. So undoubtedly, you know, it is something to be particularly mindful of, especially for those living with diabetes. The sweetbread is going to be made with some kind of flour. So that alone as a base is going to, you know, digest into glucose or sugar and have an effect on the blood sugar. And then, of course, the sugar itself in the sweetbread and any dried fruits or what have you that may be in there is going to have more of a spiking effect on the blood sugar. So, you know, it's one of those things where my suggestions are you don't want to have it often and you don't want to have it in perhaps a particularly large portion. And, you know, some people will play around with making slightly healthier versions themselves at home. And then, you know, so different ideas are to perhaps use a higher fiber flour, whether that be just regular, you know, wheat flour, but whole wheat, or oat flour, or add oats, you know, part oats, part flour. People will just use different types of alternative flours like cassava flour, whatnot. You can also increase the fiber content by adding things like ground flax seed or chia seed into the mixture. Then just playing around with cutting down on the amount of sugar used in general. But of course, for it to still end up tasting like sweet bread, there's usually some sugar still. And it's important to remember that the alternative flours, the high fiber flours, are themselves still carbohydrates. So they will still digest into sugar, albeit perhaps more slowly than regular white flour. And of course, if you make your sweet bread with less sugar, again, it's better than a full sugary version, but you just don't want to fall into the trap of, oh, well, because my sweetbread is healthier, I can eat two or three slices instead of one. You still want to practice portion control and being smart with even your healthier homemade versions. And it's important to remember that, you know, switching from sugar to honey, for example, is still a type of sugar. So it's not that that makes it sugar-free because you've used honey or maple syrup or agave. Those, as well as dried fruits, all still have sugar. So you do want to be mindful. So by all means, play around with a healthier, higher fiber, lower sugar alternative, but still be mindful of portion control at the end of the day.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Today we're going to be talking about having a healthy heart. Okay, so why does having a healthy heart matter? Well, obviously, you depend on your heart to survive and just to help take blood, you know, all over the body to all of the organs. So when you compromise heart health, a lot of the times you're actually compromising the health of the other organs in the body as well. Heart health doesn't come separately on its own. We call it cardiovascular health because it's called the cardiovascular system. So we're talking about the heart, we're talking about the artery circulation that goes throughout the whole body, but especially remember in diabetes, we're always concerned about the artery circulation going down into the feet, and we're also talking about the brain health and the risk of stroke, etc. So, of course, I have to put this in some kind of perspective, and we know, unfortunately, that cardiovascular disease is actually the number one cause of premature, what we call morbidity, which means sickness, or mortality, which means death in our population. And the reality is also obviously the number one cause in persons living with diabetes that is not controlled over an extended period of time. And premature is an important word because, you know, this is something that can, yes, shorten your lifespan, but the other thing is if you had a serious heart event or a stroke or some of that, you may not die. I'm going to put it out there because sometimes I hear men saying, well, you know, all of us can die anyway, but the point is you might be left with a debilitating condition. Okay, so I don't don't want to be negative. No negativity today. I don't believe in approaching life or diabetes management with negativity. We have to look at what we can do that's positive to either reverse processes, stabilize ourselves where we are if we can't reverse it, or you want to prevent it first of all. I'm going to have to throw another stat out there. Unfortunately, the occurrence of stroke we would have mentioned before is probably twice as high in persons living with diabetes not controlled compared to persons who do not have diabetes. And in terms of heart disease, it's 2 to 4 times higher in persons living with diabetes that's not controlled. So how do we improve our heart health or our cardiovascular health? Simple tips. We've been talking about these things already. Having a healthy diet, maintaining an optimal weight, or if you're overweight or obese, even if you don't get back to that optimal weight, because you know, girls, being realistic, when you hit a certain age, getting back to a little bottle or a little really small thing isn't easy, but even small weight losses are significantly beneficial and can reverse your risk of things significantly. Okay, if you have high blood pressure, controlling your blood pressure, controlling your diabetes, controlling your cholesterol, if you know you've had a problem before, being on the appropriate medication, if you have had a heart attack or a stroke, or you have peripheral artery disease, don't just stop taking things like your aspirin or any other blood thinners or your statins. These are things that are helping to kind of stabilize the situation. Always talk with your doctor. If you're having a problem with medication, don't just stop it on your own.
Thank you, Dr. D, for those healthy heart tips as we go into our song of the day. From heart tips to a heart song, this is Blondie with Heart of Glass. Compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
We depend on your heart to survive. Why does having a healthy heart matter? Well, obviously, you depend on your heart to survive.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do-